Our guest film critic, Michael Schrago, has a review of the new James Toback movie, The Pickup Artist. It stars Molly Ringwald and Robert Downey, whose father is director Robert Downey. Schrago says The Pickup Artist isn't anything like the other Brat Pack films.
In The Pickup Artist, writer-director James Toback, the Norman Mailer disciple who won notoriety with weird and funny movies like Exposed, way outstrips his master, both in movie-making and in that rare ability to see himself as others see him. In this delightful and original romantic comedy, Toback creates an autobiographical Don Juan, as he did in Fingers, Love and Money, and his script for The Gambler. This time, Toback comes to us as a schoolteacher, Jack Jericho, who spends as much time cruising the sidewalks of New York as he does coaching his students in history or softball. But here, for a change, Toback also creates an immovable object to match his irresistible force. She's Randi Jensen, a solid 19-year-old Coney Island woman who works as a tour guide in the Museum of Natural History. And when Jack tries to pitch the woo to this girl, she tosses him a few curves of her own.
My name's Jack Jericho. I must say, that rose goes magnificently with your pale skin and dark eyes and white teeth and pink lips and red hair. Has anyone ever told you you have the face of a Botticelli and the body of a Degas?
I'm a 10th grade art teacher.
What do you think of a perfect stranger coming up to you on the street and giving you a rose?
I think with an opening like that, there's nowhere to go but down.
Randi is tougher than Jack is. She wants to love him and leave him. The Pickup Artist is a look at youthful Don Juanism from the inside out and the outside in. Because Robert Downey plays Jack and Molly Ringwald plays Randi, the male and female halves of Toback's comic equation are absolutely equal, whether in vividness or strength or humor. The result of this balance is a comic and dramatic tension that's unusually strong for a light comedy. What seems like harmless banter turns out to have bite.
You feel great?
Just fine.
Not great?
Would it upset you terribly if I chose my own words?
Absolutely not. I love the way you talk. Look, I gotta get to work, but let me get your phone number.
No, I can't.
Why? You married?
No.
Boyfriend?
Uh-uh.
Then what's your problem? Look, you fit it right here. See?
I don't give out my telephone number.
After what we've just been through?
That was in the past. Phone number's in the future.
The movie is filled with eccentric and funny performers like Dennis Hopper, Danny Aiello, writer-director Robert Towne, Christine Baranski, and the gifted comedian Victoria Jackson. But the movie belongs to Downey and Ringwald. Downey is a fluid comedian, as well as a startling, ardent leading man. He gives Jack a conviction that's downright disarming. And Toback prepares us from the start to catch the glinting mischief in his performance. Jack doesn't just rehearse his come-ons in the bathroom mirror. He even rehearses his reactions. Ringwald has a chance to display the growing strength and maturity that a succession of teen romances have kept under a snuggly blanket. She doesn't telegraph her emotions. Her elastic expressions show them coursing up through her and blooming. The movie has major plot problems, and it doesn't go as far with the characters as you hope. But it does succeed in depicting that moment when a Don Juan turns into a lyrical lover pursuing a feminine ideal. The Pickup Artist has wit, sweetness, and exuberance. Three qualities that have never been more rare or precious in American films.
Michael Schrago is movie critic for the San Francisco Examiner.